Kula Masnisim B'Shabbos. Our whole Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. Is that the Rabbanon here in the Brisa say, you're allowed to be Tovel even the Kalim, even the Kli that's Tomei. You're allowed to put this Tomei, the water in the Kli, and put both of them into the Mikvah. That's talking about Yom Tov. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. Our Mishnah says, Avoloi Masfilin, you can't take a Tomei the Kli. If the Kli is Tomei, you're not allowed to put it into the Mikvah. Our Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. So there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, could be our Mishnah comes out like both of them. Tana Rabbonim. Kli shenitma mer of Yom Tov. Yav kli that became Tomei and Erev Yom Tov. Ein matvilo noisoi ben hashmoshes. You should know, ben hashmoshes, you're not allowed to be tevlet. At the beginning of Yom Tov, ben hashmoshes, you can't be tevlet. So poshet why it's a suffix, maybe it's Laila already, maybe it's Yom Tov. So the same way you can't be tevlet on Yom Tov, you can't be tevlet ben hashmoshes either. Because ben hashmoshes means there's a doubt now whether it's Yom Tov or not. Rashi says, if they should suffix Laila, comes out you're being tevil on Yom Tov itself. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Yomer after Cholain Matvil Noisay. Even on the weekday, a person can't be tevil a kli right by Ben Hashmoshes. Why? Because the halacha is if a kli is tamei, you have to put it into the mikvah before Shkia, and then you have to wait till Shkia comes by, and then after Shkia, after Setzachovim, that's when you're allowed to use the keli. That's called Harashemesh. We always had. You need for a lot of things. Before Harashemesh is called the Tful Yom. For a Truma, it has to have, you can't use it for Truma until after Harashemesh. Now, if a Kli was Tameh, a Sherem was touched a Kli, and you table the Kli right away, the Kli is still Tameh for Truma. You're not allowed to use it yet. You have to wait till Harashemesh, till it comes after Shki, after Tetzachovim, then you can first use it. Now, the Locher is that Tfilah, you have to put the Kli in the Mikvah before Shkiyah. Here, if you put the Kli in the Mikvah, Ben HaShemoshes, we're afraid the person will come to use the Kli right afterwards. And really, you're not allowed to, because there was no HaShemesh. Because you put the Kli in the Mikvah first, Balayla. The Locher is the Kli has to go into the Mikvah by Jain. And then afterwards, it has to be HaShemesh has to go over the Kli when the Kli is already torn in the Mikvah. And then it helps. Therefore, again, so, HaShemesh Yizuri Yayme after Cholein Matfil Noisai. Even on a regular weekday, you're not allowed to be table kelim in the mikvah ben hashmoshes. The v'nei shesorach harashemesh. The Rashi says, af bechoyim im onu royin odim hamatvu kli ben hashmoshes. We see somebody putting the kli in the mikvah ben hashmoshes. Onu tzrichim liachziroi. We have to tell the person to go back. V'limches b'yoda tell nothing doing. You have to be table again tomorrow. Why v'nei shesorach harashemesh? Because you have to wait till shkia comes upon afterwards in the mikvah. V'zeh hitful kli b'layla. This person put the kli in the mikveh, could be it's nighttime already. So vaday died l'shtamish b'miyad. Since this person was running to the mikveh, he mistam thought he's making it before shkia, and he thinks he could use the kli right away. V'leil hamtem erash shemesh l'moch is not going to wait until tomorrow. So therefore we tell the person nothing doing, this field doesn't help. Fredi gemar v'tanakam l'boy erash shemesh. How come a tanakam says you are allowed to? He says it's only yasser on Yom Tov. But on a regular weekday it's mutter. Aye, why doesn't know from erash shemesh? So my rabba says like this. I found the Rabbonim of Rebbe's, the Rav Tamidim, the Yasper, they were sitting with Koma, they said like the Koma, like this. The Machlokes says when we see clearly from his actions what the person really meant to do. What's the case? We're going to knock out Mona the Yodai. The person was holding his big pot in his hand. The Royat, he was running. He was running to the Mikvah now. So Ma'asav, the one svar is, hi, the Koroyet, why is this person running right now, Yozul? Because made the Yod of the boy Harashemesh. For sure, this person knows the Halacha, that I could only use this Kli if I get to the Mikvah before Shkia. I have to put the Kli in the Mikvah before when it's still Yoyim. And then I wait till after Shkia, then I could use it. Oh, so therefore, you're allowed to be Tevil Ben HaShemesh, because since the person is running, he knows the Halacha. So Zichel will look at his clock by the time he gets to the mikvah, and he'll only use it if he made it before Shkia, before sunset. Or Masava, the other man the Yom holds no. Reb Shimon Shizuri holds Mach Mas Malach Tehud Koroyit. The reason why the person is running, Sam, he's busy, he has no time. That's why he's running. And therefore, we're afraid maybe this person does not know the luck of Harash Shemesh, and he's going to be table it, and he missed the Shkia by 5 minutes. And he'll go home and use it right away, and he's not allowed to. He has to wait first till next night to use it. So that's what they wanted to say. The Aminlu no, he answered back no. There's no machlokes. If you can see clearly what the person meant from his actions, there's no machlokes. He pligu is the machlekes. That for sure is not enough. Machshafta is not enough. We're afraid maybe he's only running too much. That won't be enough. No, Rashi not there. Rashi, the kuli yama loy poli. Rashi, the vada nikeres b'yinish di yama. Rashi, no. Avada, everybody holds it. We see the person running, for sure he knows what he's doing, and he knows that he has to make shkia, so we're not afraid. So why does the Shemesh Azuri ask her? Why does he say nothing doing? In a case like this, ki pligi wisdom achlikis to go in the itma bepochus mechadosha. The case is that it became tomei from a pochus mechadosha. That's what touched the kli. And the law is a pochus mechadosha is not metamrit. Kodrashi, mona achrina, but pochus mechadosha min asherbet v'yoslishu. It's coming to ask the question now. V'yoslik came with the rabbon lishluy. It came to ask the question, bepochus mechadosha itmi aloi. If a pochus mechadosha touched the kli, does it become tomei or not? And the loch reads it does not become tomei. So he's not asking about this kli. He has one kli that's vadi tomei. But he's also coming to ask a question about another kli. Now, masav, one holds, Reb Shimon Tzuri holds, me the holy gomer, since this person does not know the locha that you need at least the size of a chadosha. The size of a sheretz has to at least be the size of a chadosha. That's a small, very small thing. Mashenkin, if it's smaller than that, it's tor. So since this person does not know this halacha, is I'll tell you, Harishemesh namuloi gomer. The person does not know Hilchos Tumah. Therefore, Shimon Chazuri says that we don't let this person be tabled now ben Hashemoshes. Well, Master of the Rebbeinu say no. Hayuduloi gomer. The person only does not know this halacha about pochus mechadosha. This halacha is not a bakiyin. Of the Harishemesh gomer. But it could be that's a pashtut halacha that everybody knows. You have to put the kli in the mikvah before shkia. So since the person is running now to the mikvah, for sure he knows what he's doing, and for sure he'll make it before shkia. Because we're not afraid the person does not know this halacha. Even though he does know the halacha about the size, how big the sheretz has to be to matamrit, but this much he does know.
Then the last gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, Ketzad migav legav, what does the Mishnah mean? You are allowed to be toivel on Yom Tov kli, from migav legav means from one purpose to another purpose. That means haroitze lasa is gitoy. If somebody was toivel at kelim almanas to make gitoy, agave kadoy, or else the kadoy agave gitoy, is oise. In such a case, he is allowed to be toivel his kelim. Like Rashi says, what we're talking about now is haroitze lasa is gitoy agave kadoy. That means mishoye kelim tomeim. Somebody had, let's say, his pots, his kelim with tomei, vehetfilom ledas adricha zesef. Now the reason why he was tovel, he put it into the mikvah, he thought he was going to use these pots to make oil, to squeeze out the olives. V'nimlach lasas gita, and then he changed his mind to use it to make wine with. So the locher is, oisoi gitoi agave tfilazu. Really the locher is, you are allowed to make wine now with this kelim, but since you tovel, you put it into the mikvah. Even though at the time you had a mind to make oil, that doesn't make a difference. Now, mi'ikar hadin, you are allowed to make wine. She'etfilu l'shem kadoi. V'yein tzorech lachzol atfilu l'shem gas. You do not have to change it over again to tevel it a second time. Now, v'yihi tfilu shni, if somebody does do it, habola hachmer latzmi, somebody wants to be machmer upon himself. Ula hatfil ketoni masnisin shumatfil. The yomtiv. That the Mishnah says you are allowed to make the second tfilu on yomtiv. Shein can't tick and kli, because it's not really called you fixing up the kli. V'yena tefillah shrei ena tzricha, you don't need this tefillah. In other words, since at the beginning when you were table the kli before yomtif, it's called a good tefillah, now if on yomtif you change your mind and want to use it for another purpose, you don't have to make another tefillah. So if you want to be machim and make a second tefillah, it's not called a tikkun mona, that you're allowed to do even on yomtif. And the same thing the Gemara says vayta, the next case of the Mishnah was, Ketzad, what's the case from one chabura, one group of people to another group of people? You originally before Pesach, you appointed yourself with one group of people to eat the Korban Pesach, and you were toivel amanazeh to eat the Korban Pesach with these people. And then on Erev Pesach, before the Shechita, you change your mind and you want to eat the Korban Pesach now with another group of people. The halacha is really you're allowed to. And you don't have to be tevel a second time. If you want to go to the mikvah a second time, the lochri is harishus biyadai. You have a right to do it. Because the same halacha, like Rashi says, b'chaburazu, a pischa v'ho yitamei, oikelev temeyin. V'tova ledas kein. Either you were tamei or your kelim were tamei, and you were tovah them almanas to eat with this group of people. The halacha is harashus biyodav yein sorach last lahatfil. Really, you don't have to be tovah a second time. But just if somebody wants to be machmir and wants to be tovah a second time, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You're even allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Because again, this is not called a tefillah that you have to, that's being misak and fixing the person or the kli, because really you don't have to make a second tefillah. So if you want to be machmir and make the second tefillah, this you're even allowed to do on Yom Tov. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf Yutes Tamar Aleph, the Mishnah. Beishamai Yomrim, Beishamai says, Mevi'in Shlomim. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring a korban Shlomim, V'yein Soimchen Aleim, but you can't make a smicha. There's a mitzvah by a Shlomim to make a smicha, that means the Bailam has to put his two hands on top of the head of the animal with all his koichai, like a matl, put his whole body on top of the animal. That's called like a shavus, you'd be mishtamish using the animal. Shabbashamay says it's not doich Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. You can't make the smicher on Yom Tov. Avoloi oilis. But a carbon oila that's completely burnt, you have nothing to eat from it, that you're not allowed to bring at all on Yom Tov. Hezbishleim ashlamim, ashlamim, part of the meat goes to the bailam can eat from it. So therefore, it's a heter of mitoich, that since you're shechting to eat for yourself, you're allowed to do it. But a carbon oila that you have nothing to eat from it, it's cool, I talked to, the whole thing is burnt. You can't bring it on Yom Tov, that's based Shammai's halacha. Oh, Beisilu loimim, Beisilu says though, Mevi'in shlomim v'oilois v'soim chir aleim. No, you're allowed to bring both of them on Yom Tov. You could bring a korban oilo, you could bring a korban shlomim, and when you bring the shlomim, you could even make the smicha also. Hey, see, yo, there's a chiv to make the smicha, and the smicha is also deich Yom Tov. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly about which type of an oilo, which type of a shlomim we're talking about. So Oma Ula, Ula says like this, Machlaikis, where's the Machlaikis Beisham and Beisilul? If you could bring a carbon oiler or not on Yom Tov, or else could you make the smicha on a carbon shlomim? Beishal mechagiga. The Machlaikis says by the shlomim you're bringing al sechaivus of Yom Tov. Shal mechagiga. That means on Yom Tov itself there's a chiv to bring the carbon shlomim. In order to have meat, teat on Yom Tov, that's called shal mechagiga. So there's a chiv to bring the shlomim today, and lismech. Still, Beishamai says you're not allowed to make the smicha on such a korban shlomim. But to bring it, you're allowed to. The oila is really korban. And the machlokes is, the korban oila, that Beisilul is matir, it's not a regular korban oila, like in a neder and a dova. It's the korban oila that there's a chay for on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, the chay to bring a korban oila is riya. When you go to Yom Tov, to go to a regular, you have to bring a korban riya with you. So according to Beishamai, you could only bring this korban during Cholamoyed. On Yom Tov itself, you can't bring it. And Beisilul says, no, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring this korban oila. But only this, where there's a chayiv to bring it today. The Beishamai Sarvi, Beishamai holds, the Pasuk says, V'chagoyse moisoi chag l'Hashem. You should make a chag l'Hashem. So it means on Yom Tov, bring the korban. So Beishamai holds, chagiga in oilas rialoi. The Torah was only matter, V'chagoyse moisoi to bring the korban chagiga, which is a korban shlomim, that you're allowed to bring today on Yom Tov. Mashenke, the korban oila, even though it's an oilas riya, that there's a chiyuv to bring it because of Yom Tov, but on Chol HaMoed, not on Yom Tov itself. Since there's nothing teach from it on Yom Tov, you have no right to make the shchita on Yom Tov. That's Beishamai Shita. Ubeisilu Sabri, Beisilu holds no. The Postik says, V'chagoy Samoyser Chag Lashem, Lashem means cold or Lashem. Anything that's Lashem. So according to Ula, we're only adding that the korban oila, that there's a chiyuv to bring today, any korban that you have a chiyuv to bring, machmas Yom Tov, according to Beisilul, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. But only a korban oilas riyah. Ava nedorim and nedovois, but let's say Stam, you have a neder. You made a promise you'll bring a korban. Or nedova, you said harezu. You want to bring a korban nedova. So this does not have to be brought today on Yom Tov. It can be brought a week later, a week earlier. There's no chiyuv to bring it on Yom Tov. So then Ula holds that Divrei Hakol, both Beisilul and Beishamai both agree that ain't kareven be Yom Tov. The locker is then you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. You cannot even bring a korban shlomim if it's not a chayv, it's not a shal mechagiga, a regular korban shlomim that's an adova. An adova you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov, even though you have meat to eat from it. You're allowed to eat the meat from it. Still, Ula holds that according to Beisilul, you're not allowed to bring a neder on Yom Tov, because wait till after Yom Tov. You don't have to bring it today. Wait till later.
Are you having some meat? But there's also some meat you're not going to eat. There's also some part that's burnt. So therefore, it's not kedai. You're not allowed to bring the korban shlamim on Yom Tov. That's the way Ulu learns. V'chein omer avada barava. That nedorim or nedovis and craven be Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bring a neder or a dover on Yom Tov. So the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, you can bring a korban oila. It does not mean any korban oila. It only means a korban oila sriya that you have a chiyuv to bring it as Yom Tov. So the chayvus of Yom Tov, that you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. But any other korban, you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. For the Gemara, may see Meisav, I have a kashra on this. That Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lenech leku beis shaman beis hillel. There's no argument between Meshach and Beis Hillel al oila she'ena shal yomtiv she'ena kareva b'yomtiv. That if the oila is not from a korban of yomtiv, you're not allowed to bring it. In other words, not a korban oila s'riya, for sure you're not allowed to bring. V'yal shlomim she'en shal yomtiv she'ena kareva. The shal mechagiga that you bring him because of yomtiv, even Beis Shammai agrees you're allowed to bring it. B'yomtiv. Al man nechluku, where is the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Al oila she'isha yomtiv. On a korban oila asriya, true. The korban oila you have to bring because of Yom Tov, that there Beis Shammai says no and Beis Hillel says yes. But also v'yal shlomim she'enam shel Yom Tov. A korban shlomim that stam a nedava, stam a neder. You don't have to bring a b'teres Yom Tov. Stam, you want to bring a shlomim today on Yom Tov. There's the machlokes. She Beis Shammai yomrim lo yovi. You're not allowed to bring a korban shlomim stam or a korban oila asriya. O Beis Hillel yomrim yovi. Beis Hillel says yes, you're even allowed to bring a korban shlomim, not a shal mechagiga, a regular shlomim and a neder and a dova. So the kasha and the man yom before that said not like this. Ula and Rav Ada Barava both said no, that a regular korban shlomim, even Beis Hillel agrees you're not allowed to bring. He's only be mater a shal mechagiga. And here the bride Reb Shimon says no, even a regular shlomim, that's not a shal mechagiga, you're also allowed to bring according to Beis Hillel. So Kuru, this Tana Reb Shimon is a kasha on Ula. Ula is an Amoira. How could he argue on this Tana? So Gemara says, Torah tirits v'yema. Like, let's answer, change around a little bit what Rabbi Shimon meant to say. V'yema hoch, let's say like this. That Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. You know what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar really meant to say? He meant to say like this. Loi nech l'ku, there's no machlokes, they don't argue. Beis Shammai beis Hillel al oila, u'shlomim she'enim she'yomtiv, she'en kreivim b'yomtiv. A regular shlomim, which is only in a neder and a dova, you're not allowed to bring on yomtiv. Even Beis Hillel agrees to that. But a shal mechagiga, a shlomim that you bring in today because of yomtiv, there's a chayv, a chiyuv to bring a korban shal mechagiga on yomtiv, that you are allowed to bring it on yomtiv. Even Beis Shammai agrees to this, like it says in our Mishnah. The shlomim is much better because the shlomim has an achila. The bailim and the kohen is allowed to eat from it. Al man nechleku, where is the machlekes? Al oila shisho yomtiv. Like it says in our Mishnah, like Ulu learns. Only a korban oila is riya. The korban oila that there's a chiyuv to bring because of yomtiv. Shebei shamay omrim lo yovi. Still, you're not allowed to bring it. A korban oila, you don't eat from it, you're not allowed to bring it. The pasuk says only the chagoyse mois the chag l'Hashem. Chagoyse means a korban chagiga. Only the shlomim you could bring, not the korban oila. Ubeisilu omrim, beisilu says lo yovi. Yes, you're allowed to bring this korban oila. The korban oila is riya. Since there's a chiyuv to bring it today for yomtiv, you're allowed to bring it. According to Beis Shammai, you have to wait the Chol HaMoed to bring it. You can't bring it on Yom Tov. So maybe you could answer that even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar also means the way Ula learns Pshat in our Mishnah. Then the Gemara says no, that Rabbi Yosi, former Rabbi Yosi says, Tanoi, Shakalta, Miyama, Tanoi. Like you can't find the Machlokes Tanoi, you have to change around Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. In other words, there's other Shittas Tanoim. So maybe it's not a Kashan Ula. True, Ula is not saying like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. But I'll find you other Tanoim that hold like Ula. Then it's not a kasha on Ula. Ula can't argue on a Tana. But if it's a machlokes tanoim, then Ula is allowed to hold like one Tana. So true, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that Tana disagrees with Reb Elazar. He holds that even on a regular korban shlomim, Beis Hillel is matir. But I'll bring you other tanoim that hold like Ula. The Tanya will learn like this. Shlomim haboyim machmes yomtiv. A korban shlomim, that's a shal mechagiga. That there's a chiyuv to bring because of yomtiv. The yomtiv, on yomtiv, Beis Shammai yomrim soymech aleihem. May Erev Yom Tov, Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to make the smicha on Yom Tov. Make the smicha Erev Yom Tov. The Bailim should put his hands on top of the animal before Yom Tov. V'shoichten v'Yom Tov. And then you're allowed to make the shchita on Yom Tov. Since it's a shal mechagiga, and a shlomim, the Bailim does eat from it, so therefore it's mutter to bring it on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says, No, you're even allowed to make the smicha run yomtiv. You can make the smicha. V'sheichten v'yomtiv. And you're, of course, allowed to make the shchita run yomtiv. That's by regular shlamin. Ashtal mechagiga. Avon nedarim.